Sean, I'm so good. Thanks for doing this with me. This is awesome.
Oh, thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. I know we talked about the River City Bluegrass Festival last year. How did it go last year?
It was amazing. I mean, people would think it would be crazy to put a bluegrass festival on in the middle of January in Edmonton, but you know what? We had just under 500 people.
Wow.
People showed up in droves. I know, it's kind of amazing, especially in this day and age when live music is certainly struggling. We think we kind of have the secret sauce, this bluegrass thing, you know?
So the 2026 version is coming up January 16th through the 18th at the Edmonton Inn and Conference Center. Let's go back a little bit. The Northern Bluegrass Circle Music Society. What was it with the society where you were sitting around and you said, you know what? We need to put this festival together. We need to do this.
Well, we have a great little club. We have probably about 130 people. We meet every Wednesday. We're jammers. We're all musicians. We like playing bluegrass music, but we also like seeing really good bluegrass music presented, and we like the vibe of a bluegrass festival because it's kind of a composite whole of things. It's you got the performance level bands, the professionals that come in, they present. Then you've got jamming in the halls, jamming everywhere. You've got workshops. So the performers actually, we hire them to deliver workshops to people. So people want to get better at flat picking guitar or fiddle or whatever, then they're there. And so it's kind of this whole composite whole musical experience. It's really amazing.
Yeah, it really is so much more than just a music festival. We'll talk about some of those different activities in a moment, the jam sessions, the workshops and stuff. First off, I thought we'd talk about the lineup this year. Any new acts, any returning favorites? Who you got?
Well, we wanted to make a fresh go of it because we felt like we hit it out of the park last year, so that makes it a little rough. But we managed to do that with a band called High Fidelity out of Nashville. They're fantastic. I think you guys, you will play Jim and Jesse periodically.
Yeah.
You will. They actually toured with the McReynolds, so they do a really high-level gospel kind of bluegrass sound with beautiful harmony. So that side of things, we've got John Reichman and Old Acoustic. He is actually considered one of the finest mandolinists in the world. He used to play with Tony Rice, another guy who's sort of well known in kind of acoustic bluegrass and also country circles. So we're really thrilled to have those guys. And then we got a hot band from East Tennessee University called Pythagoras. That's a hotbed of music down there at East Tennessee, in Johnson City, Tennessee. It's a big university, and they pump these incredible musicians out. So we're really excited about them. Really excited.
Any special collaborations or unique performances that you might just sneak in there to kind of blow everybody's mind?
Of course. We've got our own local little sneak-in. We have the Rocky Mountain Ramblers, and that features a kind of a composite band of the Hot family, Kayla and Matt. They're local favorites, well-known, plus Byron Myron on fiddle, which is somebody at Myers Music on 118. He's well-known in acoustic music circles. And Zach Robertson, who's also a really well-known teacher in Edmonton, bass player and flat picker, multi-instrumentalist. So, yeah, that's going to be so much fun.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Let's talk about the workshops and those jam sessions and stuff, because there's so much more than just the music.
It is. You know what? You walk in the door, and if you've never been to a bluegrass festival, right away we've got jamming on the left. We've got jamming on the right. We've got hosted, really, and serious, like, it's jam-packed, pun intended. We have hosted jams, so that's the other thing we do. We have bands, actually, and their job is to host a jam with people, so it's kind of thrilling. If you're kind of an intermediate player, you think you might be ready, you sit down and you get to jam with a band who's a professional band. So, we love that. And then the workshops, I will add, you know, and a really cool thing is the Kid Fiddle workshop. And I just want to say something about that because actually Zach Moose Tooth Willier is going to be one of the instructors. And I think he's well known in the indigenous community, certainly as a well-known fiddler and bluegrass player. And so he's going to be teaching and also performing on stage. We're going to have a kind of a fiddle-arama up on the stage.
Love it.
On Saturday. Honestly, there's so much going on, I can hardly keep track.
It's an amazing few days. The River City Bluegrass Festival, January 16th through the 18th at the Edmonton Inn Conference Center. Where am I going for tickets, Karen?
Oh, you are going online. Bluegrassnorth.com/River City. I notice if you just go River City, you'll spill into it. We've got lots of ways to get you there. But super affordable, by the way, for people. I don't want money to be a reason not for them to come. So when you're looking at a single-day ticket, you're going to get four or five bands, $40, upwards of $150 for the whole weekend. Can you believe that? Whole weekend.
That's a fantastic deal. You know what I'll do? I'll put the link up on the website. But it's all set to go January 16th through the 18th at the Edmonton Inn and Conference Center in the River City Bluegrass Festival, put on by the Northern Bluegrass Circle Music Society. Karen, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, you're such a good man, Sean. Thanks so much.